not.
You made the note. Yes, I see.
It's like I will need to remember to make the note.
I can hear you clearly. Thank you.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you for allowing me to record this for learning purposes.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful painting, photos behind you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, they're all from my different trips. I like taking photos of ocean and water.
Yeah.
I like your necklace too. A butterfly, is it?
A butterfly made in porcelain or some kind of ceramic. I was with my daughter on Wednesday in a very typical place in Stockholm, and they made those by hand. So it's like thank you.
It's beautiful. Yeah. The color is beautiful against your
the yellow.
Yeah. Very pretty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's been 3 weeks, I think, since we spoke. How have you been?
I've been good. I have done what we have discussed, as it has been. It's been another shaking in school with my daughter, but then I took the discussion with that mom that was, you know, all the way thinking, you know, happiness and nice, and I just took the discussion with her and was straightforward by saying, you know what, I have not done that because I didn't feel it was right, and I wanted to tell you this because your daughter has not been nice with mine, and I couldn't say it to you before, but now I'm very honest with you, and I'm telling you that yes, it, you know, she hasn't been nice, and this has been hurting her. So for this reason, I didn't accept that she goes with her to this summer camp. I didn't want to tell you that. I didn't want to do it. It was hard for her because she couldn't expect this. But she was very understanding and very, you know, it was not like this defensive type, or, you know, it was just like, yeah, you, I understand what you're telling me. And I think I would promise you that she will not hurt her anymore or annoy her and so on. But it felt very good for me to say it, what I couldn't say before.
I see the smile on your face.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not hard. When you only... I think this is my reflection on it. When I reflected that I could give that message, I could give it in a right manner, and I could honestly express it and straightforward, you know, without so many words, it was not that hard. It, you know, it's like you wonder, what was it in my way? What was it in my way not to say it? And the point that I did not believe myself that I could be, you know, snap my response or quick in my response. Maybe this is all was in my head because I didn't dare to do that. So, you know, it's like I had a blocker in me that I couldn't understand why did I have it.
Yeah.
So I cannot say to the person, you know what, that's not right, or that's not the way that I expected it, or whatever. Those are reflections that I have done myself during this period. I want to thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Christine. Your energy feels so much lighter.
Yeah.
And just the way you were describing it sounded very non-emotional. It was factual when you spoke, how you spoke to her. And how has the effect been on you since then of having that conversation?
I felt with her, at least I felt lighter. I could say what I had to say, and I said it in the right manner. So for me, it was a relief that I didn't, because I knew that person very well. We went for walks. We, you know, it was a person that I really appreciated. But then her daughter and my daughter, you know, yeah, that happened. So for me, it was very good and honest and lighter. I must say there has been some situation where I feel lighter right now. It feels like, wow, that's, you know, you don't... This is the thing that always runs in my head, and I have a hard time, and this is one of the things that I thought we can do, was to let go, to just let go that thoughts that, what do you say, like eat you up.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's like it goes in my mind, and it's, I could be awake 3 hours during the night. I could not fall asleep. You know, it affects me when I have in my mind ideas that I should have done that. I should have said that. I should have, you know, all this I should have, or how would I approach it? So all those situations where there is uncomfort and unease for me, they become very affecting my sleep, it goes on in my head a lot. And that ability to let it rest and, you know, say that, okay, I'll handle it. It's not that something, you know, it's not like a Teflon type of skin I have. I have a very absorbent skin. And that, I think this is something that in this case was lighter, at least when I was able to say it. However, the fact that when you are very sensitive to all those vibes and they come into you, so how can you clean the system? You know, it's like clean the system out so it doesn't become too much of, maybe to create that distance to things. And when can I do it so it does not affect me? Because this is something I have been always been crying at work, or being like, how can they do that? Or how, you know, this is very much, you know, it was so much me at stake. So those are elements that, it's one of the things that it's not something that I, you can never master things, but you can start to, like you helped me out in processing it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like one leads to another, and this is like a bridge that led me to think about what is it maybe more that I need to be equipped with or be aware of going into situation where, it shouldn't be affecting me. It shouldn't be like eating me up.
Mm-hmm. That's very descriptive. And it seems like you've moved into now how to focus for today's session.
Yeah.
And so if you were, I wrote down Teflon. You wanted Teflon, that you wanted somehow to be well equipped or equipped to handle when you feel sensitive to other people's vibes. And there's something about having very absorbent skin.
Mm.
So I'm wondering, what would be a good outcome for our time together today?
I think if I would, maybe I will start by being equipped to the other people's vibe, because this is impacting me, I would say. This is something that... And that's when I work with people that they are like, in a way like me, but they are optimistic. They look at solution. They look, I feel energy comes into me. The thing that when it goes into a negative effect, things that they are not me, you know, like I keep them under, I get very impacted. And this is where maybe the equipped to others vibe, that how can I maybe distance myself to that?
Mm. That's sounds very clear to me. So being how to equip yourself so that when other people's vibes affect you, that you can, what, as a result?
That I can prevent it from, I can prevent it from like a turning down my energy, or in, you know, like stopping, enabling me to advance, to do what I believe is right to be done. And to move forward still, or to turn that situation around. So for me, if I, or help them out to turn things, you know, instead of being discouraged by the fact that I'm facing, I turn it around by engaging. Or helping, because sometimes people need help in this situation to go one step further. Because what happens is that what I notice is like I disconnect. I go back. You know, it's like you take your stand, and then yeah, you do things parallel.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like that's clear about being equipped and being able to handle and prevent from other people's energy turning your energy down. I'm wondering what would be different for you if you could equip yourself well against other people's energies?
What will equip me?
Yeah, what would be different for you if you were able to be equipped, no matter what happens, to handle other people's vibes?
One is don't take it maybe personal. The ability to say, I cannot do anything about it. You know, this ability to feel hopeless. Like, I can't solve it. I can't do anything about it. That is maybe two elements that I would say. Or I just don't want to be with them. If I don't, but it's not the option. But it could be... It could be something like that.
Uh-huh. And how will you know by the end of our session that you're well equipped?
Maybe to either by being able to say it, that this is the situation. And this is the impact on me. But maybe they don't care. It doesn't, you know. Or by the fact to enable them to see, or enable me to put forward certain question or certain element that could help turn around the situation. Because you can try. But if you don't try, you have never tried. So it's you know, it's like by me trying something rather than disconnecting and not sharing what it is. maybe.
As you speak, I'm wondering whether it's a sense of confidence in your ability to keep speaking what's true for you, like you did with that woman, with your daughter's situation.
That could be one thought. That could be one methodology or one aspect, of course, to address that. Maybe the difference that I see here is the fact that the impact on me is big. It's okay to say it, but when it's like it drains my energy out, it's like a balloon that is inflated completely, and this is how that energy go out of me. If it's a toxic environment that I'm in or whatever that is. So one is to say, second is to be impacted maybe. If it makes sense with that difference.
Yeah. No. If I just ask you during our session here and at the end about how you're feeling and how your energy is being impacted, and you can check for yourself whether your energy is good or not, would that be good to notice, or is there something else that would help you along the way?
No, that could be. And one thing that I believe that is like aggressivity in any discussion that hits me, it puts me back. You know, when people get to agree, because one thing that I notice, and I have been saying it up front because I know that impact me. When I work with people, it's like one thing that I don't feel it's need, or what doesn't help me, is like I don't feel the need to be aggressive in a meeting to reach what you want. So that type of approach. I've been very clear that it doesn't help me, at least, because that puts me way out. But definitely, of course, if you're checking how is it, then definitely it helps.
Yeah, your energy's changed now. You're smiling. Mm-hmm. What happened there?
It's like when you're putting those questions, and when I realize things that I've been maybe trying to do, but maybe I'm not successful enough all the time with it. Mm-hmm. That's something that, you know, it gives you like, okay, I've been trying to deal with it, but maybe not to the point that it's like you feel okay to face it in a different place. And I'm gonna work on my own, you know, like I go into different companies, I don't have time, you know, I need to maybe be faster in handling situation where I will face as a consultant or as a person. So maybe the little bit my realization of things.
Oh, what is that?
Every second Friday, this is the ice cream truck. Sorry.
That's all right. When I heard it, I thought it was an ice cream truck, because it's similar to my childhood sound of an ice cream truck.
That passes. And last time I hit it at the wrong time, so I was on the street, so I was obliged to buy for my daughter. Right now I'm not. So I'm happy.
I'm glad I'm helping you not to have to buy ice cream for your daughter.
Thank you. Exactly. I still have some in the fridge.
What? I don't know. I always think it's funny when things happen. I'm wondering whether that ice cream truck has a message for you.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. It reminds the good day.
Do you feel happy when you hear that sound or not?
I do, yeah. Because I've never had that in my childhood. And when this comes, you know, I feel like many kids are smiling and, you know, many parents are, you know, going into the street. So it's fun to see that. Last time, that was when I, you know, when I by chance was at the right time at the right place. Then it was many happy kids running, you know, who, you know, you see them coming in with their parents. I want this and I want that. It's a nice feeling.
I wonder if there's any relationship and how you could, in your current situation, how you could use that. Or not.
Yeah. Either you feel the sign and the energy that comes with it when it rings. So either to remind yourself about good vibes when the wrong ones are around, and to think about what's other source of energy I could use maybe in that instance.
That's quite an insight. What would be the sound that would be reminding yourself of the good vibes?
Laughter, thankful, maybe it's a acknowledging maybe another things could be humbleness, you know, like and truthful, maybe.
The beautiful qualities.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating to notice how quickly both our energies changed when around that. And it was so interesting, you were talking about vibes and negative energy, negative vibes and positive, and how to get back quickly when your energy is drained. So I just find that fascinating that that happened. And I don't know, would you like to explore that more, or do you feel like you've got something from enough from this?
Can I ask you, well, one thing that, of course, when you are in the moment and when it's very heavy, mm-hmm. and when you need to draw those, it's easier to draw them right now. Okay, you know, you sit and you, but how can I, in a way, always get this aspect in a ready, you know, so, because sometimes you have them ready, but sometimes if you're tired, if you are in a much more like a stressful situation, those don't come as handy or don't surface as handy to help out, because I could see myself in certain situation where it's aggressive, where it's like the air is sucked out of the room because everybody's so tensed and so on. What I normally do, if I feel confident enough in that room, I can crack a joke. Okay, I can just like, come on, you know, it feels very heavy here. Is there something? But that I know the people with me, I know the environment, I can come in. However, when the situation are not that in my favor, and there are a lot of, you know, like people with authority, but simple, they are into the situation and they have more than I do, then it's very hard to come in and to and specifically those traits that I mentioned, that I have put them as antidotes of people where I have seen in situation where they have not been acknowledging, where they have not been, you know, it's like you beat up the people in the room rather than being humble, truthful, and so on. So this is, it's a little bit, how can I, in a more tough environment, get use of those tools and help out myself? But that's, is it to be reminded always, or is it, I don't know.
Well, so far you've been very metaphorical and used a lot of visual language. Like you just mentioned, sucked the air sucked out of the room. You talked about a balloon that I think you said the balloon was inflated or deflated. Yeah. And then you talked about Teflon and about the whole thing of absorbing and not absorbing. So I'm wondering whether there is a metaphor or something that has a lot of energy and imagination attached to it, like these, or one of these that you've already mentioned. Antidotes is another one. Would that be useful to explore a metaphor that could support you when you feel negative or in a negative environment?
Yeah.
What comes to mind?
I don't know if stillness for me helps, you know, like I love the sea behind you, and that's why I love those. This is a lot of energy for me. You know, it's like, it can be calm, but it can be rough. It can be, you know, it can be, but it gives me a lot of energy, like the sun and the water, for example. This is something that, of course, helps me out to the sun. I always say that my second name is a sunflower. It's not. So it's like I called myself that because I know that this is one of the sources of energy that I helps me. And maybe it's good to get that or to remind myself about always the sunshine, that helps.
Interesting that you're wearing that beautiful bright yellow that looks like a sunflower.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you know, when you live in Sweden and you have 7 months of darkness, mm-hmm, then you need to create your sunshine every single day, because it's dark, it's just gray all the time.
Yeah.
And this explosion after it, you know, when you have 12 hours of light, or 14 or 16 or 18, you know, it gives another energy. Maybe if I will look at how can I get the sunshine into those 7 months, that's something that is important.
And how can you get the sunshine and take it with you in any situation?
If, and this is again where I have seen myself, if the situation are more like, I know the environment, I know the people, I know the areas, it is much, it's contagious, I can bring it. If it's not, it's hard, it's harder to break the pattern, or maybe I cannot be responsible for the whole pattern, I should be only responsible for myself in those situations. And maybe this is another turning point to look into, instead of being responsible for the totality, how can I be only responsible to keep myself up?
Yeah, that seems quite an awareness. So how can you use the sunshine to keep you focused on you and your responsibility.
Is it to first understand how far can I impact, how far am I responsible, or how far can I, should I take responsibility for this, or what is my sphere of control and what is not in those situations? And ask myself, you know, if, and if I find that there is enough in my sphere of control, I could use, you know, I could understand. It's more to step back and to analyze it before I get emotionally affected as well. So instead, like, you know, it's like there is a stop, there is a five, you know, you count to eight and then you stop and then you, before going on autopilot. And then I do a bit of small analysis and then think about it and then move forward with it. And if I don't control anything, then I need to understand what will be my role there.
Well, you said you wanted to feel equipped. How does that help you feel equipped, what you just said?
I think it's one element to feel, to analyze, to step back and to see. And the second is to say the truth of what it is, maybe to lift up, you know, that as I learned last time, is to use that tool with me. To say it.
And so let me just check, how are you feeling this conversation is supporting you to be able to get clear on what you need to equip yourself with and be able to say things that you can't necessarily say easily?
I think it's making it more clear for me what is the process. Uh-huh. To reach it, and how to avoid the and how to link back to the sunshine, maybe to the real energy, and not turn it around to be the dark side of it, you know. Mm. How to equip myself with those anti dots that I have. Either look for them or analyze the situation.
You mentioned antidotes twice, although I like the way you say it better, antidotes. I like antidotes. I'm wondering, would you like to explore antidotes, or is that part of the sunshine? Is it different?
We can explore the antidotes.
Okay. Say,
yeah.
How would you like to explore them?
In face of aggressiveness, for example, which is the most, I think, tough one for me, and lack of respect, you know, those are elements that... how can I, what is it that I could face it with? Mm-hmm. In situation where you have that kind of attitude in front of you. This is, for example, one thing that could help me.
The sunshine? Mm-hmm. You mentioned all those qualities earlier. Are they part of this antidote, or are they separate? The laughter, the thankfulness, the humbleness, the truth?
They are part of them. They are, because I think when I said them, I reflected on people that I have been in meetings where they have nothing out of them, you know, and how they have... like ruined relationship, ruined teams, ruined people's self-confidence. And these are leaders that I worked with, of course, that could be, that has those other qualities.
Mm-hmm. What is your definition of an antidote in this situation?
One thing to say, how can I fight against it? One way, or how can I, you can turn it around. You know, it's not about killing it, but it's about you balance it, or you make people, one is to balance it, the second one is to, it doesn't go into me, you know, that maybe more of that.
Goes back to what you said earlier about having a very absorbent skin.
Yes.
What's the antidote to aggressive behavior towards you so that it doesn't go into you?
Respect, maybe, truthful.
What's the behavior that you would be doing if you were respectful and truthful?
Is going into a, like, without nailing somebody down. It's just to how to make them understand this is not really what I wanted. And however, the you know, this is not the output that we wanted, or this is not what was expected to be. And it's okay to say that, but in a way that it doesn't, it's not in an aggressive manner, or in a, in a respectful manner, to just, or not judging the bad intention. For example.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got some good ideas here, and I'm wondering whether it's worth looking at what your equipment is now, or your antidotes, what you've actually got so far and how you can use them. Would that be useful, or do you feel you need more exploration?
I think I have enough, I have, to step, to analyze, to look into, to use to use the straightforward thing that I, and explain the intention, explain, you know, it's like, what is it needed, or what is it that I would have needed, maybe, or something like that, you know, just to be more, to explain the intention, where I stand.
How confident are you feeling to be able to say your truth and where you stand?
I wouldn't say I'm on the top of it, but I am more and more aware of saying it. It's not bad, and saying it, it helps. And this is, we have a meeting with the school on Monday next week, and we need to tell the truth. You know, I need to go there with the real truth of what it is. And there it's like, how do I go there with detaching myself from the emotion so I can be very factual and very very clear on what I would have expected. And maybe the clarity on what you expect is good to always have as well as one of the tools. And that clarity maybe on the expectation of things, it's good in certain situation.
So let's say there's aggressiveness coming your way at that meeting next week. How will you handle that for yourself?
I will stick to my fact. I will stick to what is, what was really, what I've been demanding, and I will stick to what I have thought that I have done right, and where I thought that I have made a mistake, you know, acknowledging where I should have maybe pushed more, or I should have not trusted more, and be honest about that. That's tough because it's not getting emotional. It's it's a little bit of I need to breathe maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Before going into.
How's the breath?
Just to be calm before, you know, not to, one thing I feel like I need to prepare, not going there into with a fight, you know, what is it that I want to get out of that meeting? If I want to go out of that as a blame, then is one thing. If I want to go out of there to let them understand, I wish nobody else would have faced what I have faced other than kids. So it's a learning for you. You can do whatever you want with it. That's another. So it's, what's the objective? I'm entering that. It will make my result easier going out of it.
Mm. So that sounds like being well equipped.
Yes.
Having your intention.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you talked about calm, then you went earlier, you talked about still and the ocean and the water. So I'm wondering, and then you've got the sunshine. I'm wondering how you want to maybe use all of those.
Mm.
How, I mean, or what would remind you to use those maybe? I'm not sure. What's the right question for you?
It's to, for me, could be good to take few, you know, to take few moments to think about those while I, you know, it's like to always remind yourself, where can I be more in a comfort zone, in my bubble, maybe in my calmness. And always have it ready for me, you know. Always remind. It's like a flash. It instead of a, it's like the first shelf in the brain. You know, it's all you can pick it up first. You have it first rather than far away. So how can I get this picture very close to me? And it will help me to maybe create that stillness at that moment. Not to distance myself so I don't get absorbed by those vibes.
Mm-hmm. What type of picture do you need in order to keep it close to you? Is that an external picture or an internal picture?
External picture.
Do you have one that you use, or
I always have, like, in my phone, on my picture, you know, like on the screen block, whatever, it's always water there. It's always like either it's a sea or it's a picture by the sea, or that's something that I have, or it's the color that I use, you know, it's either blue or green, or maybe this is more where I am more aware of things.
Uh-huh. Or yellow, as you've got on right now.
Yeah.
Sunflower.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
it's such a pretty colour on you, by the way.
Thank you.
It really suits your skin.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're coming near the end of our session here. I'm wondering whether you're okay if we start to look at, you know, make sure you've got the right actions and what, you know, what you got out of this session. Are you okay to start looking at that?
Yeah. Yes.
So where are you now? This is where you started, around feeling equipped and ready to say, able to say what you want to say.
I feel comfortable in, I think, articulating what are the more the sources that keeps me more grounded, and to use them more. Rather than to use the negative vibes. Maybe this is something that that is more of that, like, more, what do you say? Like I can process it. You know, you have like, yeah, these are the elements. I think where I feel like when in action or when faced with that, am I going to be able to pull it all together? That makes me a little bit more to understand. Maybe I need to test it. And that's the meeting next Monday, to say that, okay, what will I, now that I am aware about the antidotes, now I am aware that I could have an absorbent skin, but I could as well shield it more, so it does not affect me. And by, you know, getting more the stillness or the picture or whatever, you know, this energy that I can equip getting into, and maybe to be prepared more. You know, sometimes we are so, you know, we run so fast and you forget to prepare yourself. And I think this is a mistake. When if I don't know who is in that room, or I am prepared for whatever that is, and maybe this is one thing to be prepared more.
That sounds like another one of your steps that you've, you seem to have created some really good steps.
Yeah.
What else do you need in order to feel well equipped, if anything?
I think about letting go some negative thoughts. Maybe this is one thing that sometimes, you know, how just to, do they impact me? Yes or no? You know, can I control, you know, just to, it's not, don't keep them eating you up, just to let this go.
How might you do that?
I don't think I am the best in doing that. I have not been very successful in letting negative, especially when it comes to me, you know. I've been better in writing down what concerns me and what things are, you know, like to the two columns, what is good that I've done this day, what are the good happy things, and what are the things that concerns me. That is one thing that helped, maybe. Sometimes I'm not that I don't do it every day. I do it really when I am exhausted. You know, when I know that if I keep it up during the night, it will wake me up. So I'm not that disciplined maybe on doing it. And maybe this is something that I could do more.
Well, would you like to try that more when you're not so exhausted? or not?
Yeah, that could be just in a habit, just to pick up and see the value of it or the impact. Does it make a difference in that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, if it feels right for you to do, yeah.
Yeah, that could be one element to do.
Well, there's a lot that you've created here. How are you feeling about what you've done today?
I feel good. I feel proud that I could at least first talk about it, maybe. Yeah. Because this is something that the first time I evoke, you know, I just think that, you know, I need to, how can I get out of it to face it more? So this is one, is to talk about it. Second is to see that there is, yeah, a long list that I could maybe use to help me out. So it's like never too late to learn how to get that and to use really what makes me feel good more.
Yeah. Speaking of learning, what have you learned about yourself in this session?
That I can pull out things that I have in me. You know, it's like you pull that. I think I have learned that I could articulate situation where maybe in a metaphoric manner, but it's more, it's there. Or maybe it's like I have had all those, but I couldn't use them properly. And one thing I learned, that of course when I have been impacted so much by and absorbing so much, how is the impact on me? How has it been impacting me a lot from that perspective?
Yes, you have a lot of wisdom, and I'm glad that you're able to get it out of you, and you're very articulate, very able to explain, and you have great metaphors and great imagination. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what else you feel you need to say, or what we need to do in order for you to feel this session is complete for you today.
I think I'm happy with the session. I'm happy to reach the point where I have listed so much, and I'll put it in action next week.
That's great. Is there anywhere else you want to try this out rather than just the meeting next week?
We have another meeting next Monday on the 10th as well. It's the same day. One is with the school, and the second one with another company that I'm working with. And I know that there will be people there that will not be energy bringing for me. So maybe that's one way to practice it as well. A little bit more positive, but it's as well.
Well, they sound like good opportunities for practice. And I know we don't have a next coaching session in yet. So if you're okay, I will stop our recording and we'll set our next time.
Yes, please.
Good work, Christine.
Thank you.